Issues directly affecting professionals, part 3. What to do if a professional is suspected of abuse, and how to recognize this abuse. In situations with historical abuse, any additional or new concerns should be dealt with in the same way as any contemporary concerns. It is also important to find out whether the person accused is still working with children, and if so, to inform the person's current employer or voluntary organization. Those undertaking investigations should be alert to any signs or patterns which suggest that the abuse is widespread or organized, or that it involves other perpetrators or institutions. It is important not to assume that initial signs are related directly to abuse, and consider occasions where boundaries have been blurred, inappropriate behavior has taken place, and matters such as fraud, deception, or pornography have been involved. If an allegation is substantiated, the managers or commissioners of the relevant service should think widely about the lessons of the case and how they should be acted upon. This should include whether there are features of the organization that may have contributed to the abuse occurring or failed to prevent the abuse from occurring. In some circumstances, a child safeguarding practice review, CSPR, may be necessary.